for competition. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Now let's blow some up.
Now, say my name.
Johnny B, how much there is.
Bunch of slack-jawed f***s around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
I can't see without his glasses.
What's that? I'll give you some Johnny, you be good.
1 minute we're laughing, the next minute he's dead. Why would God let this happen?
Oh, poor baby.
Johnny.
Alright guys, let's use the blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Now, it's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
Welcome back. We are live out of Clearwater Beach. This has to be the most beautiful spot in America right this second. The weather could not be more perfect. We're at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach Resort. The new crown jewel to come out and enjoy the festivities and just enjoy Clearwater Beach. The water, it looks like we're in Hawaii or something.
It's fantastic.
Water gorgeous. Is a light, kind of aquamarine blue. Like, it's crazy to me. And I said this to my girl on the trip over here. When you get into Clearwater and you actually start hitting the bridges that roll over into Clearwater Beach and you see just how picturesque and unbelievably beautiful this area is, and you go, we live right here.
Yeah, we do.
We should be here every weekend. Like, sometimes life kind of gets in the way, as cliche as that sounds. We work so hard. You have so many things going on. And this is a great, great place to come and take a day, take a weekend, and bring the family out and really, really enjoy what we have right here in our backyard.
Yeah, I was telling Ryan and Ian before you got here that on the bridge, like, I started to tear up a little bit.
Serious.
I'm not kidding, because I'm so happy to be here. And, I mean, I'm still pretty new. I've been here for about eight, 9 months now. Just absolutely gorgeous. And then I hit traffic, and then that beautiful moment was, like, completely ruined.
Yeah,
But up until that point, I was like, oh, my God, so beautiful. Oh, mother.
We're known for our award-winning beaches here, but we're also one of the worst traffic cities in the country.
Well, that's because everybody's here, Ryan.
Yes.
Because nobody wants to be in Ohio right now. Nobody.
True.
Or period.
True.
No, what by right now, I meant ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it here. I'm proud to say I'm born and raised in Tampa, and I don't see why I would ever leave. So, love it. We're here till 6 o'clock, and then, of course, we'll turn you over to the Crowded Takeover fellas who will be doing their live show from 6 to 8 here on 102.5 The Bone. It's been a great, great day all day long, live here from the Wyndham Grand. And, of course, tomorrow, our man Ian Beckles, who spent the first couple hours here with us today, will be doing his show, which is Ian Beckles' show, Dignitary Radio, right here, actually below us.
Poolside.
We're up here on the balcony. They're going to be poolside with a couple of heavy hitters as far as guests go, the one and only Mike Calta, and, of course, the ever-vescent Charlie Belcher.
That's my boy.
In the room. I love both of those guys. They are the definition of Tampa dignitaries,
yes.
Definitely staples in the entertainment scene here, heavy, heavy hitters. You got plenty of time to get out here to Clearwater Beach. There are food trucks outside here on the beach. I know I said to people to come in, and I will give you tickets for Lisa Lampanelli. Apparently, where we're sitting, it's a VIP only. So if you're coming in from off the street.
That stands for very important person.
That's what we are. If you're coming in off the street, I don't think you can get to us. But if you hit me up on Twitter, I will meet you outside of here after 6 o'clock, and I will get you these Lisa Lampanelli tickets that's coming up in a couple hours right down the road at the Capitol Theater, one of my favorite spots. The Cap, I opened for Ralphie May there, and it's just such a nostalgic, beautiful theater. It's not real huge. I think seats like 900, but it is 100 years old, and they've made that thing absolutely beautiful.
You ever done a gig with Lisa Lampanelli or been around?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, I have. I have worked with Lisa Lampanelli. She probably wouldn't remember it because it was when I first started out.
She's pretty filthy, too.
Oh, she's
did she try to hit on you at all or no?
She did not try
kinda,
to hit on me.
Like, no. you can you're smooth, you know.
I am smooth,
you're
but
smooth.
At the time I was very timid. I was a house MC at the Improv, and she was there for the weekend, and I didn't talk to her very much because it wasn't that she was standoffish. I was just scared to talk to big famous comedians. So I would work with a lot of these guys and girls out the gate, and I'd be so starstruck, I would just stay down at the bar instead of going and hanging out in the green room and trying to get in to know them. It took a few years for me to go, you know what? I'm funny. I'm here for a reason. And how am I ever going to rub elbows
network.
with people that I respect if I don't talk to them?
Right.
That's stupid. So, no, but I did. I did seven shows with her probably 2003.
Nice
I
gal.
Say. Like I said, I didn't talk to her much, so she could have been super mean to me. I don't know. But she killed it, and she packed every show,
nice.
So I know that. So it'll be a big, big show for her tonight. A lot of people there, and I have some of the few tickets that I scrounged up at work from the very, very awesome Mike Olivero. And tomorrow, the Capitol Theater's killing it. Tomorrow's Tom Segura
there.
Yep,
I'll be going to that.
Yeah, which I also will be. Yes.
Well, look at that.
Yes.
I'll see you there.
Oh, gosh.
Sounds good.
No. Tom Segura is one of those guys from Deerfield Beach, I believe, Florida, that went out to L.A., and billions of comics go to L.A. every year. Only a small percentage make it. He's not just making it. He's got Netflix specials. He's killing it.
He's hilarious.
His podcast he does with his wife is unbelievably funny.
I didn't know he did it with his wife.
Your mom's house.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I listen to him a lot. He's on Joe Rogan a lot, so I listen to him there.
Yeah, he's like best friends with Bert Kreischer.
Bert Kreischer,
so
right.
Having that kind of a crew around you is also very helpful
when
it comes to blowing up on a comedy scene.
Yeah.
So check out his Netflix special. If you haven't seen the last one, it is so damn good.
I need to see it.
It's unbelievably funny. Like, I belly laughed through the whole thing.
It was, like, so good.
It's, oh, my God. You don't even know, Anna. You don't even know.
So good.
I can't look at any more girls out here at the pool because everybody I've admired so far apparently is 16. So
I'm just saying, you know, you got to be careful.
I don't know.
You don't know what these people are eating these days.
They're
these kids
the
are eating.
Hormones in the chickens.
That's what I'm saying, you know. They're looking, you know, like they're pushing 20 and they're really pushing 12. So you got to be careful.
I think what credits me for most of my my weight loss in last year is most of my caloric intake is coffee, and there's not a lot of calories in
there's
coffee.
There's like zero.
Is this supposed to help you lose weight if you drink a certain amount
makes
of
you
coffee?
It's a diuretic.
Yourself.
Okay.
And
it's also laxative.
Uh-huh. Well,
makes poop.
There's a new study that says millennials are spending more money on coffee than they are on their savings and their retirement plans.
Makes sense.
I believe it.
Which makes sense because, I mean, I'm not a millennial, but I don't really have a retirement plan in place. And my 401k went to poo-poo several years ago, and I don't have one anymore.
Yeah, so you're just like, F it, going to live it up now.
Well, here's the thing. I'm fat. I've been fat my whole life. How old am I going to be? You know what I mean?
You're not that fat anymore, and you know that.
I know, but
I keep telling you that you're the skinny bitch of all your friends now, and you don't believe me.
The damage is done, Anna. The damage is done.
The emotional damage is done. You're going to be a fat kid upstairs forever.
No, I mean my organs. What my body?
Oh, I see.
What my body did to my organs at 500 pounds? They still remember. They never forget. It's like 9/11 for my innards.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Never forget, you fat son of a bitch. Remember when you see fast food every 5 seconds? We remember. My organs are 75 years old, probably.
Okay.
Poor things. Anyway, when I teased this thing, I said, this is going to prove I'm a millennial because most of my friends are millennials.
I'm a millennial.
You're one of my best friends ever.
True.
Ryan Adams is a millennial.
Word.
One of my best pals ever. I don't really hang out with too many old people. Like, people my age, to me, seem crusty and old. Unless you have a certain swagger about you. Like, Ian Beckles is 4 years older than me.
Yeah.
Really good friend of mine, but he doesn't carry himself old. Like I carry myself way younger than – I'll be 45 in March.
I know. That's crazy.
My friends are all 30 and 32 and 31. And
you're vivacious.
When I see people my age or I hang out with people I went to high school with, the whole time it's annoying because I'm like, I can't believe this guy was my friend in high school. He is such a crusty old bastard. And he has grandkids. That's crazy. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But – my love for coffee proves that I am a millennial.
True that.
This story would not steer me wrong. It says there's new alarming statistics that say almost 6 in 10 Americans don't have enough savings to cover $500 to $1,000 unplanned expense.
Mm.
I can handle that.
Mm.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
I ain't going much higher than that. Like, I have enough money in the bank that if the cable company says, hey, you owe us a double bill, we're about to cut it off, I go, don't. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
But, you know.
They pull that again next month.
Next month, I don't know if I got you.
Right.
We're going to have to eat a little lighter on the budget this week.
I can still use some lettuce.
I was just thinking the same damn thing.
Anna's got to get me some lettuce.
I got you, bro.
Thank you.
I got you.
I'm not a big lettuce person, really, to be honest with you. It's really got nothing to do with, like, I eat vegetables like crazy. But
yeah, you'd probably die anyways if I still eat the lettuce because it has no nutritional value.
Lettuce is
the
dumb
iceberg lettuce.
To me. Lettuce is dumb.
Yeah,
to me, it's garnish.
Water.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, like,
I don't know why I
eat a lot of cauliflower. I love cauliflower.
You got to cook it, though. Otherwise, it messes with me unless it's, like, fully cooked.
I don't eat raw cauliflower.
That's terrible.
What about mashed cauliflower?
I do that.
That's cool.
Impersonation
cool.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I do is cauliflower rice.
Ooh. And fancy.
I used to have to make it in, you know, a food processor. You have to pulse it just right to get that consistency to make it look and seem like rice. But now they sell it in the steamable bags already riced.
It's brilliant.
It's so good.
I mean, in the 21st century, that's technology right
Ryan,
there.
Ryan, it's so good. Okay. Here's what I do.
Tell okay. me.
I steam it.
Okay.
And then I take some butter, real butter, not that fake smargarine. I get real butter, and I put a little pat of that in there, and then I mix it up, and it's melty. It's melty. And then I take – you ready to get your mind blown?
I'm so ready.
No, you're not ready.
I'm ready.
Tote's ready.
I take my own rub that I use, my barbecue rub.
Okay, barbecue. I'm glad you specified.
I sprinkle it in it.
Sprinkle.
And then right. I take sweet potato cubes.
Hello.
And I mix it all together.
Now you're speaking the language.
How good does that sound?
Super
Nothing
good.
In there used to be living –
Right?
So
plants used to be alive.
You know, that is true, Anna Hummel.
They do not have a central nervous system. They do not experience pain.
You're eating
suffering.
Plant carcasses.
Pretty
that
much
is
are.
True, but they don't have a brain and they don't experience
What about
pain.
That Mark Wahlberg movie where people were running themselves over with lawnmowers and the plants turned on them?
Yep.
What?
Yeah,
yep.
The what Happening.
That was a thing.
It was called The Happening.
I've never heard of that.
Asparagus? You like asparagus?
I do.
They were going to call it What's Happening, but they didn't have enough black actors for the movie.
Happening.
Man, what's happening? Man, the pollen's killing all these bitches.
What is happening?
Man, your boy just ran himself over with the damn lawnmower, man. M. Night Shyamalan. What's happening?
Shyamalan.
Raj, why are all these plants killing everybody? I don't know, Dwayne Wayne. What's happening? Coming to a theater near you. Let's take a break. We have one more segment, and that segment is the one that offends everybody equally. We will play a little game called Google Girl, where Anna has been Googling all week long. We'll try to figure out what the real Google searches are and what the fake ones are. And I will play, and Ryan will play, and we'll let Isaiah play from back in the studio. Yay! Why not? When we come back, we'll find out who's winning Google Girl. And you can join in with us if you want to. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Pick your horse. We'll be right back. Stick around. One more segment. This is the Johnny B Show.
He raps, he sings, he does stand-up, and plays iPhone trivia games until his legs are completely asleep while he's on the toilet. Yeah, he's just that awesome. It's Johnny B on 1025 The Bone.
Welcome back. It's the Johnny B Show live on location, Clearwater Beach, at the grand opening of the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach Resort. This place is absolutely stunning and beautiful, and the festivities are kicking off here. We have live music. We have carnival games for the kids. A bunch of food trucks out there on the street. I mean, a lot of food trucks.
A lot.
I may have to go sample a little bit of some of the stuff they got out there. But this couldn't be more beautiful. We got the sunset out here, Ryan Adams. Mm. Dude, if my girl wasn't here, I'd be hitting on everybody here.
I was going to say, this is our first sunset together.
Is this our first sunset?
Our first sunset together.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anna's our first sunset.
Oh, my God.
Anna Hummel, Ryan Adams. We got Ben out here running things. Everything's been absolutely beautiful. It's been, knock on wood, it's been a good on-location show.
We still got
I'm
one
very
second.
Satisfied. But we have one more segment where everything can just crumble.
Could
Everything
be.
Can collapse.
It could happen.
Like a card house.
I did see Don from HR. He's hiding around the pillar
guys,
earlier, so he made the
guys,
trip.
Guys, I actually have a microphone. I'm right over here. I'm by the pool. I'm not wearing pants.
Oh, that's you, Don?
Yeah, it's kind of a speedo, kind of a T-back, kind of a hybrid type of thing. I'm ready to see you guys in the office still, though, because I heard that you mentioned my T-back. And it's really lowbrow the way you talk about the hair on my ass, and I don't want to know.
We have a little thing called Google Girl. Isaiah, do you have the sounder for Google
and
Girl?
And now it's that horrible segment where we find out what the f*** Anna Hummel has been Googling all week because, let's face it, this bitch is crazy. It's time for Google Girl.
That's the old one. You know what? Oldie but goldie.
Yeah.
That was back before we had, like, the real imaging for it. Look, it was bound to happen.
Yeah, he wasn't going to be perfect.
Could have been worse.
He's Isaiah. Yeah, he could have hit, like, you know, like the movie
Mo
review.
Mo making those sexual noises.
Oh!
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 Anna.
Yes.
You have three sets of Google searches.
I do.
Clusters, if you will.
Clusters.
One of them in each set is real, and all the rest are fake Google searches.
Fake!
It is up to us to figure out which ones are real and which ones are fake, and we do it in a game show fashion called Google Girl. And going up against each other is myself, Ryan Adams.
Yeah, I'm standing up for this bitch.
I'm standing up too. I was having like kind of a cramp in my leg, and I'm ready to get up, move around Clearwater Beach. I'm feeling pretty hype. I want to get down there with the people.
Not to mention, I got a better view of Don from HR down there.
Yes, that's my ass. It looks like I'm wearing long pants, but I just have a lot of hair on my ass. I need to see all three of you, and please bring me some of those meatballs. I love the umami.
Should we add Isaiah to this?
Come on.
All right. We let him play. All right, we'll play Google Girl, and we will let Isaiah be part of it. Isaiah, do we have anybody on the phones?
Yes, we do. We've got
All right,
Scott.
Let's go to the phone lines. Scott.
Hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm absolutely loving life right now. We have a nice, cool breeze coming in on the beach. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling all the way up here in Hernando County.
Whoa, boy. Ooh, Hernando County. That is a gateway to Spring Hill, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
All right, Scott, who are you going to pick in this race?
I'm going to take the big horse, Johnny B.
There you go.
Did you just call him a big horse?
A big whore, I believe he called
me. Big whore.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. All right, Scott, hang on, buddy.
Hi.
Let's see if this works out for you. Okay, Anna.
Yes.
Give us our first cluster of Google searches.
Cluster number one, A. Do OBGYNs ever get used to the smell?
Ooh.
Do they ever get used to the smell?
Yeah.
Smells.
Ah.
B.
Aroma.
Aroma.
Yeah.
Scent. B. Why do people put alarms on their trash-ass cars?
Aha.
That happened to me possibly the other day, and I was like, why is this happening?
Because you were trying to steal lettuce out of a Toyota?
No, but it was right next to my car, and I walked by, and I'm like, really, this car has an alarm? Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's always like a real obnoxious one, too.
It was a hoopty. I was like, no one's trying to steal your car.
At least alarms now are just normal alarms. Like, you go, boop, boop, and then if you open the door, it'll make a sound. Remember back when, well, you're pretty young. When
yes,
it first started doing alarms back in like the mid-90s, late-90s, they had, like, voices and all this stuff. It was like Transformers.
Back away from the vehicle.
It was like, alarm, like Titan. It's like, Titan? What the hell? Are you a Decepticon or are you a goddamn Honda Accord? What is going on?
Back away from Titan.
All right, what is the next one?
C, what came first, the STD or the whore?
STD?
STD or the whore?
Okay, STD. I like it.
Chicken or the egg?
STD sounds like a
question.
Stripper you don't want to dance from.
STD or the whore?
Come to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come to the stage, STD. STD is come to the stage. That's right, guys. Those little bumps are not an accident. STD. Get those dollars high and give lotion a try. It's STD.
And D, why do geriatric folks smell like old abused couches?
They really do.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to know why. Why do they always smell like old couches? And not like leather couches.
No.
Fabric, some sort of like upholstery.
With like the quilt pattern.
Yeah, like dirty, and it's like supposed to be beige, but it's like a dark brown.
Obnoxious, like flowers.
What is that smell?
It's
maybe I wanted to know. Maybe I Googled it.
Mm.
All right, recap. OBGYNs, do they ever get used to the smell? Why do people put alarms on their trash-ass cars? What came first, the STD or the whore?
Whores.
And D, why do geriatric folks smell like old abused couches?
All good questions.
Yes.
Ryan Adams, what are you going with?
OBGYNs.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's actually your family practitioner as an OBGYN.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Vagina jokes.
Uh-huh.
It's a family event. Everybody come on out.
Because I got one.
Isaiah, what are you going with?
Why do people put alarms on ghetto vehicles?
Good point. I am going to go with, why do old people smell like old-ass couches? Anna,
What is the real Google?
Correct answer is, do OBGYNs ever get used to the smell?
No. I'm back.
Ooh, that smell.
I would like to remind our listeners that Isaiah shut everybody out last week, 2-0. So we all have to redeem ourselves this week.
Very true.
Not
all
happy.
Right.
Not happy.
Second cluster. A, if I treat everyone equally, but I treat everyone like crap, am I still a good person?
Yeah.
Am I still a good person?
We're all about equality in this society.
You're hot and you're cold. You're yes and you're, you know, you're in and you're out. You're, I don't know, it's a Katy Perry song.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. B, how do you convince your boyfriend to let you go to the women's march when he won't let you go? He's like, you're not going. Like, what can you say to him to
make me a sandwich
to let him allow you leave the house?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what? How do you go about doing that?
Uh-huh.
C, what should you do if you just wanted to be an Instagram hoe, but now you got to be the first lady?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You just wanted to take pretty pictures of, like, you know, fake boobies with diamonds on, like, you know, like a fur blanket, and now you got to be the first lady, and you're like, didn't sign up for this.
Oh, and then you have to do some awkward dance.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yes.
And D.
I don't think it's the worst, actually.
Maybe not.
No.
D, is it rude to ask abortion doctors how they became so passionate about abortion? Like, when did you discover that was your passion in life and your drive?
It was career day.
How did you get involved in that?
I'll tell you when it happened. He was at a nice restaurant with his girl, and there was some kid that just wouldn't stop crying.
Yeah.
And they're like, why would you bring a baby into a nice steakhouse like this? Oh, I wish I could kill that baby.
No more wine.
Be the difference you want to see in the world.
Yes, exactly.
And if that's less people, then you do you.
I got to tell you, after hitting some of the traffic on the way here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would have been nice.
Quick recap.
You treat everyone equally, but you treat everyone like trash. Are you still a good person? B, how do you convince your boyfriend to let you go to the women's march when he's like, nah, girl, nah? C, what should you do if you just wanted to be an Instagram hoe, but now you got to be the first lady? And D, is it rude to ask your abortion doctor how they became so passionate about, you know, killing people?
Ryan Adams.
Melania is a whore.
Oh, my God, no. You're not allowed to say that.
That's what my guess is.
No. She's the first lady.
You got to say whore.
What's wrong with you?
She's okay. How does Melania not be a whore?
The opinions of Ryan Adams do not reflect those on the Johnny B. Show or Cox Media Group, Tampa.
Isaiah.
Treat everyone equally like crap.
Treat them.
Yep. I believe I got this one pegged. I believe the correct answer for this one is, how do you know you're going to be passionate about being an abortion doctor?
Correct answer is, abortions!
Yeah!
Abortions are the right answer!
Sorry, babies!
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
No. The right answer
to
the question.
Yeah.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Period. I want my,
I just want ribs. Next and final cluster.
Third cluster. A, when evolution deniers bring up, well, where's the missing link? Is it rude to say, I think we just found it?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, Isaiah. B. B.
Oh, man.
Why is it so hard to imagine a racist with braces?
Okay.
You know, think about a racist person.
Yeah.
Try to put braces on that person.
Can't take you seriously.
Maybe it's because they don't have teeth.
I don't like all these people of different ethnicities around. Excuse me, guys. I got my, got to put my retainer in real quick. I'm sorry.
C. Can dysentery be considered a diet?
Oh,
you're trying to lose a few lbs?
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And D, is it wrong I stopped going to the coffee shop by my house because the barista looks like the Yolanda that killed Selena?
Oh.
She's like, you know, of that dimension.
She's my best friend.
Selena.
I love her so
with
much.
An S.
Oh, she looking like a J-Lo.
A, recap. When evolution deniers bring up, well, where's the missing link? Is it rude to say, I think we just found it. Bracist, racist.
I like what you did there.
I like it. That's a good name for a dentist office.
Can dysentery be considered a diet?
Yeah.
And is it wrong that I stopped going to the coffee shop at my house because the barista looked like the Yolanda that killed Selena?
Which also looks a little bit like the chick trying to get Carol Ann to go to the light in Poltergeist.
Oh, is she dead? I hope she's dead.
Go to the light, Carol Ann.
It's also
Carol Ann.
Change the channel. Just change the channel. You're not. That's white noise.
Go to the light.
God damn it! If we had cable.
Go to the light.
Just turn the TV off. We'll make another baby.
Go to the light.
Okay.
Correct answer?
We have to guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with dysentery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? I don't want to go with that at all.
Yep.
I am going to go with Barista Isaiah.
The Evolution. Have they found the missing Isaiah?
Yeah. Very, very nice.
Correct answer. Dysentery. Correct. Ryan Adams.
Back in the win column.
You got
so
it.
So mad right now.
Congratulations, Ryan Adams.
Thanks. Congratulations, so Ryan Adams. Sorry, Scott, you didn't win anything.
Can I do a Meryl Streep right now, please?
Yeah.
What are you going to talk about, the Trumps?
I mean, this is an acceptance speech. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Don't be using your platform to push your agenda on people. BS.
That's what they do, though.
I don't like it.
I want to be.
I don't like it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I want to be like you, Streep.
Trump. Anyway,
to Trump's America now, bitch.
thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in and listening. I really do appreciate it. Thanks to the crew here working real hard. Ben, Trevor, Ryan, everybody working hard to make us sound great. Thank you, Rolo and Izell, back in the studio for taking the calls. And thank you, Isaiah, for manning that big old couch side board and making sure everything sounds good. He'll be sticking over and adding his beautiful, beautiful verbals with the crowd of TakeOver guys. Coming up at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock tonight. Plenty of time to come down here and enjoy Clearwater Beach. It doesn't close. It's here all the time, even at night. And the food trucks are out here, music, beautiful people. Even the ugly people look great out here. Trust me, I'm looking at my reflection right now in the glass, and I ain't looking too shabby right now. Enjoy your Saturday night. Enjoy all the shows on the phone. Ian Beckles, Dignitary Radio, tomorrow right here with Mike Calta and, of course, Charlie Belcher and Bunny Couture Girls.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, yummy. I'll be back here, too. I'll send you pitches.
Okay, thank you. All that happening tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you again, Ian Beckles, for having us out here at this beautiful, beautiful Wyndham Grand Resort here in Clearwater Beach. If you're going to take a vacation in Clearwater, this is obviously your place for a staycation, or if you have family coming in and you want to show them a great time and really let them experience the best that this area has to offer, make sure you hook it up and get them down here, because this place is magnificent. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a wonderful Saturday night. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Put some good food in your mouth. And I'll be back Monday. Same fat channel, same fat time on the BDRS, 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Have a great day.
Smooches.
Bye.
Bye.
So gather up your jackets.